Hey, everybody, welcome to Edge of Wonder with your hosts, Ben and Rob. Have you seen Breitbart's new movie, My Son Hunter? It's riling up audiences with revelations of prostitution, drugs, money laundering, and foreign business dealings by the son of the acting president of the United States. So tonight, we wanted to bring you a movie review all about it because this is the latest, hottest flick that's really polarizing the media, and we wanted to know why.
Yeah, so join us as we think about the implications, laugh about the most ridiculous parts of the movie, and then we'll have a live Q&A, which will be exclusively on our platform, Rise.tv.
Plus, we gotta talk about today's breaking news that the Queen of England has finally passed away after 142 years. So stick around for that later when we'll talk about the Queen's bloodline and all that secret stuff all on Rise.tv.
Yeah. But for now, let's get started with the Queen Elizabeth and this movie review of My Son Hunter. So we'll see you guys out
on the edge. Right.
142 years old.
Yeah, the Queen. At least. I mean, she lived way longer than I think anyone expected.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's been, honestly, that has been a rumor that she did pass away or, you know, like maybe a month or so ago and there or a couple weeks ago, maybe, and they're kind of preparing this. So there is this, there actually is something, I thought this was some kind of conspiracy, but this is real. It's actually called Operation London Bridge. And they had this in motion, the plan for after Queen Elizabeth's death. And this is like a real thing. And this is from the Washington Post, actually. So, there's not really a conspiracy aspect about this. I mean, it's really, truly in place. And it's just all these precautions and all this stuff listing out like what would happen in this scenario. And it actually mentions like kind of giving the media space to kind of work with, you know, so it's weird because it seems the media does have, or at least it's almost like the media was kind of prepared for this. I mean, BBC were the ones that really broke the news and then CNN followed that almost like within like 2 minutes of BBC tweeting it out.
I just think from the perspective of a normal business company that runs media in Britain, it would be of interest to them to be prepared if the biggest news in the country broke, where the Queen of England actually died, right? I mean, I think that's right. I think that's the issue, is that, you know, they've been ready for this for years now, and all they're doing now is just releasing a bunch of stuff that they've prepared on for a really long period of time. Because if you don't cover the Queen of England's death in Britain as a media company, it's the single biggest thing that they have pride over, which is another story altogether here, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah. So Lindsay, can you pull up that Washington Post article? I had the tweet link and I meant to have the actual article. So, thank you. And actually because it's not really a meme, but it's more like a photo that came out describing what everything is. Do you have that photo, Lindsay? It's in our chat. What were we going to say, Rob?
No, I was just thinking about this and I don't have the exact numbers on this. Maybe Lindsay can look this up, but I think every English speaking country in the world pays homage to the Queen of England. Australia,
well, not
does.
America.
No, except America.
Yeah. Yeah.
So America is the only one, which is weird, but also America's numbers dwarf all of the other countries combined because we have like 320 million people, right? But isn't it strange that Australia, Britain, I think New Zealand has to some extent, and Canada.
New Zealand does.
Yeah. So they all pay homage to the Queen. It's
all right,
just
you want to read this, Rob?
America that doesn't.
So,
yeah, you want to go? So what is this? Why don't you read through these bulleted?
Okay, so this is what London Bridge down the meaning behind this. And again, this isn't like a conspiracy aspect. This is just like this is like a code word they're using when or if, well, I should say more, when the queen dies. Queen Elizabeth II, who took the throne in 1952, has passed away at the age of 96. She ruled for 70 years. That is just really crazy to think about. She has been in place. The Operation London Bridge has been in place for many years, and here's what it entails. Do you want to read this, Rob?
Yes. So there are to be 12 days of mourning, mourning with a U, because, you know, it's Britain. The month passed, Charles actually became king. So there is no ceremony or discussion that needs to take place between dukes or whatever. It's like he's king.
He's king.
You know, I actually thought it was going to pass straight from him onto his son, Henry or whatever, because I thought there was some issue with him becoming president with his divorce. And I'm sorry, president, king with his divorce and everything. But no, it goes straight to him. So a note was pinned to Buckingham Palace announcing the news. The phrase to communicate her passing was "London Bridge is down." TV and radio hosts have a specific plan. Some have weeks worth of planned content. All radio stations have two specialized playlists of mournful music. Newscasters will wear black. Her funeral will be hosted 10 days after her death. She will lie in state before her funeral. And while she's there, Charles will take a 4-day tour of Britain, I guess, to, you know.
Yeah. So, Rob, I do have to correct you.
Young king, young in comparison to her.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But mourning is, it is spelled correctly. Mourning, it's like good morning is what
that's true. That is actually true. Even in the United States. Excuse me for that.
Yeah. But most of the,
and I was just being a dumb butt.
It's all good. So, well, yeah. Okay. And there's, you know, I mean, honestly, you know, I do want to be do want to be respectful. The media is really, really going after anybody.
I would like to be respectful of the people that are upset about her passing.
Right. I was going to say
no fantasies about what's really going on over there.
Right. You know, because we're Americans. So, you know, who are we to really voice our opinion about this? Because, you know, we have no idea. But we can show what some Brits' opinions or some British people, you know, their opinion.
The custom of and or the culture of monarchies, I have no problem with. It's if the monarchs themselves are stained that I would have a problem with it.
I mean, I still want to know, though, Prince Andrew. I mean, he was obviously friends with Epstein. What is going on with this?
If he's having those dealings. And then
we've got
her son, who just became king, who we'll have a discussion about more on Rise.tv, who has some strange habits and things that he does that don't seem to be very kingly and or royal at all.
Kingly. Yeah, that's true. And actually, there's this, like, people on Twitter were asking, is Prince Andrew going to be protected now that she's passed away? It's kind of an interesting thought.
I can't see them allowing any drama into the royal, like...
I know.
They don't seem to allow that. Actually, one of the things that I found that we'll be talking on Rise TV, because it's too sensitive, has a lot to do with how they cover up dramas within their family. So true.
Lindsay, can you play or show this tweet from Steve Hogarty? So this dude is a Brit, and he had his opinion. Like I said, we can't put our opinions on here, but so this is in response to basically this guy, Ben Judah, is complaining that Americans are saying all this stuff. And he's like, you know, you guys don't know what you're talking about because you don't have a queen. So just basically be quiet. And this guy, who is British, responded, "Americans could never comprehend what it's like to lose a queen. Imagine if Santa was real, but instead of giving out presents, he pays less than minimum wage and lives in a big mansion we pay for. But then he died. Well, now you are one-fifth away to understanding."
That's a great comment. Hilarious. Wait, what did it say underneath that? Hold on. What did the tweet say that he retweeted?
This is it. If you want to read that. Yeah. Okay.
Americans are welcome to SHI post, but they should be warned of intense depths of feelings here. It's hard to explain, but millions feel the queen is their spiritual grandmother. It's not like a dying president, but the passing of a chief saint of a still felt British religion. That's actually worrisome. That tweet is concerning.
Well, that's what he was responding to.
No, I get that. Now.
it's like you Americans can't comment, but it's kind of funny, actually. So, anyway, I just happened to come across that and I was like, this is,
I do think for a lot of them, this is what it's like because their culture and identity revolves around this. A lot of the culture that they're proud of revolves around the culture with the monarch in England, but they're very sleepy and they don't dig or ask questions a lot of times about certain things that have gone on and certain troublesome things that some of them have gotten themselves into.
Yes. And there was a university.
I don't mean to interrupt, but what was the guy that we researched that had like it was the second episode of our music industry, the clone stuff? What was the guy's name?
Donald Marshall.
I wonder what he's saying right now about it. Lindsay, can you look up Donald Marshall on Twitter? Let's see what he says about this. That's because he claimed that, some crazy things about her. All right. Anyway, sorry, Ben, you were.
Well, no, I was just going to say there was a university professor, who this black woman actually who came out and saying some, she said, "I hope Queen Elizabeth has an excruciating death." And Jeff Bezos, her name, I don't know, her name is Yuju Anya, and she's an associate professor of second language at the Carnegie Mellon University. And she wrote in the tweet,
professor, like a black professor?
Yeah, she's a black professor woman. She said, "I heard the chief monarch of thriving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying." So I heard the chief monarch of a thriving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. This is what she wrote. May her pain be excruciating.
What the heck, man? And
then Jeff Bezos responded like, "I don't think so." And then, wow, because he couldn't believe that somebody actually wrote this. But this was in New York Post. And actually, Lindsay, can you pull up that article real quick? The New York Post, while you're looking for the other thing.
Also, yeah. And okay. So two D's we have to look up. Donald Marshall and David Icke. What is he saying? Because he's tried to expose the British monarch quite a bit.
That's funny. Actually, Donald Marshall has a Twitter account. You can look on that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, he got deleted.
Well, there's a surprise.
That's crazy. Okay, well, let's. What is that? Is that me?
After the New York Post.
No, that's the Hunter Biden one. I'm talking about the Bezos. Elizabeth, I got it right here. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Wrong link here. Okay, so this is that. If you scroll down, there's a photo of the woman actually. But Jeff Bezos like responded in a Twitter post, but that's who wrote the tweet. So it's kind of
wow. But
most of the mainstream media didn't really report on this. It was just like New York Post. So
can you imagine her saying that with this expression on her face? I hope the queen dies an excruciating death. Break.
All right. So you got the Donald Marshall stuff, Lindsay? Okay. He does, really. That's hilarious. I can't see it very well. So what does he say? Let's see. Marshall, okay. I thought you meant he did an update on the queen. That's what we were kind of looking for. Yeah, no, we know that he's like,
says anything today about her passing.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're going to get back into the juice on the queen a little bit later into the episode. But there's some other things that we need to go over first, and that has to do with the Prince Andrew version in the United States, Hunter Biden's new movie, My Son Hunter. He is definitely the Prince Andrew equivalent over here in the United States, if there was one. And a new movie came out by Breitbart, basically outlining the life and times of Hunter Biden. And yes. It was an interesting movie. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it yet, but Ben, what was your take? Like, what do you think of this movie?
I was just going to say, we're going to have to play a trailer. And then when we get back, we will talk about my take. Because actually, I have a lot of thoughts. And you may not necessarily agree with actually my thinking. So let's find out. You might. Okay, so Lindsay, why don't you play a trailer and we'll get back and do our movie review on My Son Hunter.
I assure you, vampires are just in the movies. I would swear it on my soul if I had one. What truths are lurking in our legends? They couldn't possibly be based on a real-life monster, could they? Vlad the Impaler was not just known for his war tactics. Some say that he was also the world's first vampire, Dracula. But is it all just a batty tale? Or are the movies talking about something real? Find out in part one of Edge of Wonders Halloween series, Vlad the Impaler and Dracula.
All right, Ben. Let's hear it.
Well, you guys, for those of you watching on Rumble, you can find that series and so much more on our Rise TV platform. So for just $9.99 a month, you can support us and our work so we can continue to pump out more of these episodes.
And particularly in the Vlad the Impaler episode, you might learn a little bit more about the queen in there and some of their beliefs.
That is true. Well, okay. Honestly, okay. So, you know, this movie came out, My Son Hunter. I was watching it. I watched the whole thing today. My honest opinion, I felt like I was watching two movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, I felt like the first half of the movie was very different from the second half.
Yes, totally.
I was like,
the first half of the movie, that was when I was texting. I was like, wow, this is great. It's hilarious. And then all of a sudden, I was just like, what happened?
It's the opposite for me. I didn't like the first half of the movie. I thought the first half was a little bit childish. It didn't really know what it wanted to be. Right. It was kind of like, I kind of felt like it was trying to be in a style of Guy Ritchie, but kind of like a B version of Guy Ritchie. And the acting is pretty good. I mean, everyone, all the main characters are really, really good. Some of the lesser, like the supporting roles, like I was like, it's kind of like I can kind of tell they're acting, but most of all of the main characters did great, and especially I think what's his name, Lawrence Fox, I think that's his name, the lead actor. Yeah, Hunter. Lawrence Fox is the lead actor, and the girl did amazing. Gina did amazing.
No,
but okay, there's a few things that I didn't quite. yes. like about it. But the second half, I was like completely zoned in. And I was like, whoa, this is like all of a sudden it just gets really serious. And it just is, it feels like a different movie. And I'm like, I don't know what happened here. It's kind of weird. But what do you think?
I think, okay, so first of all, regarding the humor, the kind of like silliness, I think if you're really listening to the dialogue, they slip in so many like underhanded comments about the Biden family. And so if you're really listening really close and intently, like there's stuff in there that's going to crack you up, because it's like you can tell they like knew everything about what this family and Hunter particularly has kind of like been through. Even the dialogue with Joe Biden in the movie, you know, between him and Hunter, Joe Biden is constantly saying stuff like ridiculous things that he said in past speeches to Hunter, like the corn pop comment and just different things that happen. So if you're like for the first half of the movie, they're like constantly breaking the fourth wall and like talking to the audience about stuff. And it's like, it's funny, like there's humor in there, but then all of a sudden, and like, this is a perfect example of it. Like the first half of the movie, we have Gina Carano basically showing up in all of these places saying really funny stuff. And then somewhere like 60% into the movie or 70% of the movie, she just disappears. And then it doesn't end with her at all. Like she's out of the picture. And so
that's
like,
what I mean. It feels like two different movies.
Yeah. Right. And like they should have closed it out or done something to bring back the style from the beginning into the end, or I don't know, something just to like finish the movie. But like the end of the movie, it was like, it was good. Like the whole, like
it was really good.
It was, but it was like, it was just very different than the beginning of the movie. You
know? It was as soon as they got on the CCP part and go to China, that's where it just completely changes to a different movie. It's the same actors, same style of the cinematography actually was really good.
It was excellent.
Aspect of that movie was really good.
So do you know
the director
directed it?
I had no idea it was the dude who played in Goonies. Yeah, that was you were telling me that, right? Jake
Fratelli. He was like one of the Fratelli brothers. That dude has not changed a bit since 1984. Not really.
They're making Goonies too.
No.
Yeah, they are. Dude,
they've been saying they've been making Goonies too for like.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, it says it's coming out in like 2027. So. Yeah. The chances of it coming out is probably
literally pretty low, but IMDb keeps pushing that date back. Like everyone, here he is, Jake Fratelli.
That's hilarious.
His name in real life
was
Davey. Scott or something Davey. What's his name, Lindsay?
Robert Davey.
Is it Robert?
Is that what you said? Robert Davey? Robert Davey,
Something Davey, yeah.
Yeah, Robert. Yeah. Overall, I thought like, okay, I thought the directing style was pretty good, but again, coming back to the first half of the movie, it was weird because they're adding these like weird kind of quirky little like bubble text things and emojis. And I'm like, what the heck is this? It was almost like they're kind of catering to the younger generation, I think, in the social media aspect. But then the second half of the movie, it's like, oh, let's cater to the like older adults now. And it's like, what the heck?
I don't think I don't think it was what they were trying to cater. I think what they were doing was trying to make a statement about how clown-like the administration is. And so
that might be. Yeah. I mean, I am
the intention, whether they pulled it off. I don't know. You know,
it was still a really good, it was still really good though. It really was. Like I said, the acting was pretty good. I you can kind of tell that their budget wasn't super high, but it was still really good. The other part that I thought was kind of weird, whereas they have this guy play Biden and he's like kind of bigger and buff dude, honestly. He doesn't
to play Biden. He was too healthy too.
Yeah, he really kind of was. But then in the middle of the movie, they're showing these like, so they're showing Biden and Hunter talking in the car, and then they're literally showing real news clips.
Yeah.
Because there were the other actress, she's going through it and seeing some of the news clips, and they actually show the real Hunter and Joe. And I felt like that was a little bit weird too. It's kind of like, that's the kind of stuff I would have waited to the end of the movie. And they did show the stuff at the, some of the stuff at the end of the movie. I would have actually had them as actors and just done the news reports. I think they wanted to add that in to show like, hey, this is legit. This is real. Yeah. This is what, so like too. we're having this dialogue based on a real conversation that Joe actually said in public. But and I think that's what the point they were trying to get across. But it, to me, it was like, well, are you trying to be a movie or are you trying to be a documentary? It's like, that's what I mean. I think the first half was like kind of weird. Then all of a sudden they go to China and it's like the movie just kind of picks up pace. It just knows what it is. And then it's pretty dramatic at that point. And then it's like the acting is really good. Now, one thing I was actually kind of surprised about is that they really show Hunter as more of like this, almost like a victim, you know, who's been in this family and he's on this like self-destructive path that just because of what he's been through. And you almost like you can really understand who he is through this movie, and you start having like sympathy for, like, you know, it's like having
it's
a father as Satan himself or something, you know. It's like you can't help it. It's like, I mean, that's your father.
It's a cross of sympathy, but also of just like, if you're really paying attention to the dialogue and stuff, you're like, wow, this guy's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the stuff that, because it'll be like you start feeling bad for him and then he goes and takes out a crack pipe and he starts smoking or something. You know what I mean? Like,
the first half is actually kind of funny because they do throw these like weird emoji cartoon things in there. And they're like showing his heart. And like, as he's doing more drugs, his heart's like beating faster and faster. And he like needs to do crack.
So what happened was he snorted a bunch of cocaine and his heart starts beating really fast. And then he walks through this like party and then he sits down and his heart's beating super fast and he starts smoking crack. And then his heart starts to slow again. It's pretty funny. Like, there's little things that they do like that. There's one part where he's having a full on conversation with a dog. And like the dog and him are going back and forth.
That's kind of what I mean. It's like, what are you trying to be here? You know? And this is And then the beginning of the movie, they do have like these,
the mostly peaceful protesting. A little better, honestly, but it was,
that's one of the parts where I felt the acting was a little bit weak. The people that were I'm like, sorry guys, it's kind of a little bit cringeworthy. And the mainstream media did pick up on that, and they also, that was one of the criticisms they got, was through that scene. But you know,
this was a funny part
overall, and Gina did great, you know, and she was really playing into the fact that it's like, well, what's the worst that can happen? I get canceled, or I'm just a character in a movie.
Yeah, and that was actually some satire about her own life, because she has been canceled for talking about stuff.
Yeah. And actually, I can show the tweet that got her canceled. Can you show that Gina Carano tweet, Lindsay? This is literally the tweet that got her fired from Mandalorian and on Twitter. Yep, the one you clicked on. Which is kind of okay. So at this moment, people should be very firmly reminded Gina Carano was canceled for posting the first image. Please do so while pondering the second image. And this is a scene from, or this is actually an image from the Holocaust. And she said, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children, because history is edited. Most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is it any different from hating someone for their political views? And then, of course, the next image that was posted here by this guy is Biden's recent speech.
Yeah.
So
you know what's really crazy is that even that window up there looks exactly like the Vril Society logo. It's like it feels like do you know what I'm talking about? That symbol?
Yeah.
It's like some of this stuff was too close to reality, like for comfort. You know what I mean? Because that Vril Society logo actually looks very similar in terms of the lines coming out and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was like, you know, necessarily now the lighting was planned intentional, sure, but
they're not using their heads when they do stuff, clearly, right?
Nah, it's like, let's have Biden stand behind a red light. Now, granted, there was blue on the other far side. And, you know, some of the media were just like, oh, we're only going to use a wide image so you can see the blue and the red. But then it's like, you know, and then he's up there giving his speech when he first starts out. And it's like this red and black color. And then they kind of realize, like, maybe this is too dark. And they slowly start, like, bringing up the lights in the background. So then as he's giving his speech, like, it gets a little brighter and brighter. So.
No, the original one that you had up, not this one.
Well, there's the blue, on the side. But that, it's just, man, even the blue, even this blue, and I don't know, it just looks, like, kind of crazy. But
yeah, it's almost like the image, like this image, if you look at it, it's almost like a template. Like, if you were to just remove that window and put the Nazi symbol in there, you'd feel like this was, like, exactly that time, you know? Like, it's a very, like, templatized image with the right colors and everything.
And actually, speaking of which, so when we were talking about this, you know, I can you show that photo again, Lindsay? When we were talking about this, I didn't, I saw some comments, but, you know, I kind of wanted to follow up with it because people are saying that the Marines in the back aren't holding their hands correctly. And so there were some Marines that were like, this one's a little bit blurry, but there's more that you don't have to find it, Lindsay. It's okay. But there are more that are more in focus. And from what I was seeing, people who are Marines said, we that's not the correct way that you would pose for something like this. And then the press secretary was saying that it was like, I don't want to quote word for word because I can't remember exactly what was said, but she was saying something about actors or these are people playing a role or something. But anyway, it's leading to the understanding that these might not actually be real Marines, that they were just kind of hired to be in the background, these guys. But if anybody has more information or is a Marine listening, I would love to know your opinion about that. You know, I'm not 100% sure. This is just what I'm reading for people who are Marines. So, I mean, it was like a kind of a big deal because, you know, this looks very ominous and it's like, what Marines would actually do that? And that's been all the question all along. And So
apparently Donald Trump says he made the Queen smile more than other world leaders. Did you hear that?
Yep. Donald Trump officially said that. Now everyone's like, well, Donald Trump, but
sorry for going back into the Queen. I just saw that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's a royal reporter and he was on Fox News today. And he actually said he confirmed that the Queen had one of the best times with Donald Trump. And because he made her laugh so much. So, and then Donald Trump wrote a whole thing today, but Trump said it was supposed to be just a quick meeting and it was beautiful. The pomp and ceremony, nobody does it like the English. I don't know what it is, but nobody does it. I met her and it turned out to be more than an hour because she liked me and I liked her. And she let that be known. She liked me and I let it be known. That's Trump's words. But and then this guy Morgan replied, I've heard many other members of the royal family told me they enjoyed your company. And this is an interview with Trump and the reporter is asking this to Trump. And then Trump said, yeah, we had a great time. And then they honored the United States, but they honored me that night, which is really the honor of the country. And it was at the top level. And he's like, I sat to her and talked to her the whole night. So And he said, somebody next to me said he's never seen her smile so much. So
that's really interesting.
I thought Joe Biden
even met the Queen. Did he? Have they been in person?
I think so. Yes, because that whole thing went around where wasn't it like Joe Biden farted next to her, but it wasn't confirmed because it wasn't recorded. Yeah,
he was standing near her or something, and he.
Yeah. Yeah. So he did because I do kind of remember that.
I remember the fart now. Thank you for reminding me. You know, if it wasn't a fart, I probably wouldn't have remembered. But now that you said that, it's like, yeah, he farted near her.
You know, some of the media, I was kind of surprised. Okay, we're kind of jumping around here, but it's like two big things came out. One was this, you know, this movie, and then two, the Queen's dead. Yes. What if they knew this movie was coming out?
The elephant in the room here was, is this meant to be a distraction for that movie coming out? But I think that's a little bit self-serving of Americans to think anyway. Like, you know, follow me for a second. Is Joe Biden on a global stage important enough for that movie for them to actually have to play this card? If Prince Andrew is related to what?
To like what's going on with Hunter, if anything's in the laptop, any of the information comes out,
Prince Andrew got nailed for was the Epstein stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anything on the laptop regarding Prince Andrew.
Either way, I'm sure the Biden family is thrilled that this broke the same day the movie came out.
Maybe they did plan the.
I mean, honestly, I would be if it was me. I mean, it's just like, if it was wow. Like I would feel like this was because actually that happens in the movie. That's the ironic thing where the Hunter Biden laptop story is about ready to break. And Hunter in the movie actually says he gets a call on his phone and this whole thing about the Russia collusion came out.
Yeah,
and
he's like, oh my God, Trump.
He's like, we've been saved. And he's like, I don't have to worry about it. It's all going to be on Trump. Everyone's going to blast Trump. And this is just going to just kind of like get swept under the rug kind of thing, you know?
I do remember that.
I don't know. I mean,
it's a stretch, you know? I think, but maybe they did release the information on a certain day. They were like, I'll just wait a couple of days to talk about it so that it, you know, I can imagine that. But I think, like, think about it. She's been dead for a really long time. Like,
well, that could be. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe they waited. Maybe they're like, she died like a month ago. And they're like, okay, we'll just kind of wait until we need to release this information. And meanwhile, they already have the Operation London. What is it?
London Bridge,
whatever it is. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking about this now, but it's like, you know, so if like, for example, we were going to do this whole show on the Biden thing. And then all of a sudden it's like this broke and it's like, well, man, we can't really not talk about this, but it's like, we got to make sure that we also talk about the movie. So I don't know. I'm just kind of like thinking about it, you know what live as we're talking.
What I do know is we have to play another trailer because it's day 10.
Okay.
So why don't we get another trailer out there and then we'll come back and we'll keep going on this Hunter Biden and
Queen Elizabeth. Okay. Clip from. Oh, we're playing a clip from it.
A clip. Cool.
Spooky. Make it big so we're not. That's fine.
Want to hear something spooky? Why do the royals love Vlad the Impaler? What's so special about Transylvania? And why can't Queen Elizabeth eat garlic? What if tales of vampires didn't begin with Dracula? What if their origins go much, much deeper? To a secret order, the Order of the Dragon. How has this order lurked in the shadows? Did they fly away into the night? Or perhaps they've been hiding in plain sight for millennia? How are bloodlines, serial killers, and vampires tied to Vlad the Impaler? And what bone-chilling details could have to do with the end of the world? Join Edge of Wonder as we reveal all their secrets. For the Halloween series conclusion of Vlad the Impaler, only on edgeofwonder.tv. Blah.
His accents, man. Funny stuff.
I was muted. Yeah, seriously. It was good stuff. So again, you can find all of that on rise.tv. And we go into the whole history of the Order of the Dragon and Vlad and how it relates to the Windsor family and everything else. So it's pretty crazy stuff.
Well, and speaking of creepy individuals and Hunter Biden, maybe to help everyone, we should explain, you know, these 8 facts of why the left would be terrified of my son Hunter coming out.
Yeah, I agree. And I did also want to talk about what some of the mainstream media, it kind of surprised me actually what some of them said, but yeah, why don't we get into more? Okay, so Breitbart, who produced the movie, they did have an article that said 8 facts that explains why the left is terrified of my son Hunter. So the first one that they give is the Biden 5, the definitive breakdown of one of America's most corrupt families. And actually, it's a little bit long-winded for this first one, but they basically get into all 5 of the children and Biden and his brother and like all the each one and label the corruption of each one of these individuals. Rob, do you want to take the next one? Number 2.
Yeah. Number 2, Hunter Biden committed a possible felony while buying a handgun and needed the Secret Service to help bail him out. So Hunter tossed a gun in a dumpster. You can believe that. The Secret Service had to go and pick it up and destroy evidence of the purchase at the store. Hunter lied and said he didn't use drugs when he bought it. The gun was returned to the store. Thank you, Secret Service, for doing such an honor for your country.
Probably the store was threatened too. So the third one they list is the White House refuses to provide transparency on Hunter Biden's artwork. Now, this is a big deal because in the movie, he's like, I just want to be an artist. And his dad's like, just disappear. Just go away. Like, don't do anything so the media won't like, you know, like just kind of go away. And he's like, I'm just going to focus on my art and that's what I want to do. But what's really fascinating is that he was selling his art from $75,000 all the way up to $500,000. And the buyers were never named. So what this kind of alludes to is that a form of money laundering, because this artwork is not being transparent in how it's being purchased, what it's like, you know, and the whole art world is just a crazy inflated
money laundering scheme, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And they actually do bring that up in the movie. So I thought that was interesting. Right. Number four,
Treasury filings confirm concerns about Hunter Biden's foreign deal. So over 150 wire transfer transactions with a value of over $10,000 each were attached to the names of Hunter and James Biden and were flagged as suspicious by U.S. banks.
Yes. So number 6, Hunter Biden took at least 23 flights through the joint base Andrews, which is in DC, home of Air Force One and Air Force Two. So of the 411 trips taken by Hunter Biden while his father was vice president, at least 23 of them came out of the joint base Andrews, which essentially, and we already know that Biden himself took Air Force Two over to China and did secret dealings over there. And that's, this movie does get into, it mostly focuses on Hunter. It does mention that. And but it does show all the secret business deals related to China. And that's where it gets to me. That's where it gets really intense. And they talk about all the persecutions that are even happening in China, the organ harvesting. And it even, and it mentions the Uyghurs and how they're getting brainwashed. And it goes through that whole process. And he's like, he's kind of breaking down in the movie at this point. He's just like, he's just a drug addict. He's just like, I don't know, man. You know, and he's like, he has to like promised these Chinese officials like all this stuff. And he's just like, I don't like, I don't care. It's like they still got arrested. And you know, and it's because he couldn't deliver on the promise. And it's just you kind of understand a little bit more of his mentality, and just he's just a drug addict that just cares only about himself, really.
And so, that daddy sends to take care of dirty business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And setting up the deals for the big guy. And they do mention right. that.
Okay. So number seven, senior DOJ official confirms Hunter Biden investigation. I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigation. So during a hearing with Representative Matt Gaetz, the Assistant Attorney General of the Department of Justice, Matthew Olson, inadvertently indicated that there was an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden.
Even though the DOJ was kind of saying that they're not investigating it, or the FBI.
And then he's not really claiming that. He's saying if it was an ongoing investigation, I wouldn't be like any ongoing investigation, I wouldn't be talking about.
True, true. Yeah.
I can, the thing, that's a way of saying I can neither confirm nor deny anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the main thing was just how everything was being censored. New York Post, you know, their Twitter got suspended. We got deleted on YouTube that day.
Anything you know? About YouTube on there. I was surprised, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
It's so they mentioned that Twitter deleted a bunch of stuff, that New York Post lost its ability to post on Twitter for several days. And stuff that the mainstream media was doing, but they didn't talk about like all of the stuff that happened, you know, how many okay. people were affected by that.
That's really interesting. So some of the media, so the Independent, actually, they now their headline was Lawrence Fox's embarrassing Hunter Biden movie is a fate worse than cancellation. So it's a pretty intense headline, but they did write this in the movie. And it's kind of at the near the end of the article. No matter how laughable my son Hunter is, there is at least a soupçon of reality to it. Several times the film had me rush to Google, where I discovered that this or that piece of unflattering Biden trivia was in fact rooted in truth. So that's pretty interesting, actually, because they do present a lot of information. And actually, can you go to the beginning of this article, Lindsay? They say, I think at the beginning of it, no, that's not the beginning. I want to get it right. When they open up from on the intro of the movie. Okay, we got to find that. But then also Will Sommer, who he writes for I think it's the Daily Beast. Mm-hmm. He had a tweet, and he's been kind of critical of us, but actually, can you show that tweet, Lindsay? So I was actually really surprised by what he wrote. He wrote, "The Hunter Biden biopic, My Son Hunter, is the most watchable movie to emerge from a white right-wing media in recent memory. It is also totally nuts. Here's my review." And his review basically kind of bashes it,
that's what he does.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he
I thought his tweet was very interesting because you know, I think because they add such a humanity aspect to Hunter. They don't show him as this
Robert Davey is no fool. He's a seasoned veteran in movie making and in being involved in filmmaking. He knows how to do it right. I mean, we need more people out there doing stuff like this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Unhinged, low budget drama. I mean, that's the only thing I would say about it.
So this, you know, is what, it's this like, is what's really ridiculous is that, like, this deck here, Lawrence Fox and Gina Carano star in an unhinged low budget drama based less on fact and more on conspiracy theory. You didn't watch the movie.
Nor did they didn't watch
the whoever movie. Did this, like, this is the problem. Is that actually almost every single thing in that movie was exactly accurate.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
you cannot refute actually what they were saying.
Not at all. Because it's like they literally wrote this based on all the documentation that they had and all the evidence of the Biden laptop. So it's like you can't,
it's all there.
And the beginning of the movie, this, I was trying to remember what it says. It says, "This is not a true story except for all the facts."
Yeah. And literally every, like, that's what I'm saying, is the way they weaved things into the dialogue, how they explained everything, the timeline, like who met with who, all that is trackable stuff that if you have half a brain, you can find. That's the problem.
True. Yeah, it's true. Actually, okay, Lindsay, can you play Lawrence Fox? So he's there's a video of him on Fox, actually. I think it's on Fox. Could be wrong. I think it's on Fox anyway. And it's Tucker Carlson. That's right. And he's giving an interview, with this. So if you want to play this, Lindsay,
he joins us. Thanks, Fox. It's great to see you. You must have learned a lot playing this role. You must have immersed yourself in it. What did you learn about the Biden family?
Good evening, Tucker. I learned a lot. I'm grateful for the fact that I haven't mysteriously fallen from a sixth floor balcony or accidentally hung myself in the last day.
But you haven't been Epstein.
I haven't been Jeffreyed, no. I learned that Hunter is a man that wants to please his father, but ultimately it would be funny if it wasn't that this family basically seemed to have sold the entire of America's future to the Chinese. On the sly.
It does seem, in fact, I think that's been verified. Now, there is a very famous scene, not often talked about in public, from the laptop that concerns M&Ms, which are an American hard candy with chocolate in the middle, and Hunter's use of them in a very provocative and, I would say, obscene way. Is that scene replicated in the film?
I cannot confirm or deny whether I had stage fright that day, Tucker.
Okay. So it's possible... For our viewers who are thinking about watching this movie, the M&M scene could be in there. I just want to give a fair warning.
No, it's a it's aimed at, you know, everybody. And the most important thing, actually, is that the film is watched by the remaining sane Democrats as well, because those are these conversations are the ones that are going to be the things that change culture. And what's so lovely is that back in the day, this film would have been made by Oliver Stone. You know, it wouldn't have been down to small independent filmmakers to make it. Hollywood would have lapped it up. It just shows how badly Hollywood is being corrupted by the woke ideology that they won't go anywhere near this, along with the FBI.
That is legit.
No, that is such a smart point. And honestly, I think at this point, Oliver Stone probably will watch this movie and probably agree with it. Just a guess. But we sure appreciate your doing the movie and coming on and telling us about it. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on. Lawrence Fox.
Thank you.
The guy's intelligent. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Really is. And they actually had a private screening for this movie, which is kind of cool. And some of the elite Hollywood conservatives went to it unofficially. It wasn't like made public. Surprisingly, Newsweek was allowed to be there. And Newsweek, their article, honestly, is a very like unbiased article either way. It just kind of reports the facts. It actually reports people that didn't want to be named who were there. There was a producer he was a producer, one of the producers for Game of Thrones, Bourne Legacy, and a couple others, Moneyball. He asked to be nameless. He said he really enjoyed the film. It's a shame I can't tell most of my colleagues about it, though. He said Hollywood is such a hyper-cancel... Hollywood is in such a hyper-cancel mode. And
yeah, but I would have to say, by pointing out the films that he has produced, it would take like a fifth grade education level to figure out who this
producer. Yeah, but a lot of these have multiple producers. I guess you can kind of see some of the same names, but it also didn't label him like what level of producers he's in, you know. But yeah, you know, you're probably right if you really wanted to dive into it. So Dean Cain, who does the Lois and Clark,
he's a conservative guy.
Mm-hmm. He was there too, and I guess a lot of other people were there. It doesn't name everybody though. I don't think everybody wanted to kind of be named, but it was just still, it's pretty cool that they had this.
Well, and director Robert Davey, he said, if my son Hunter was about Donald Trump Jr., every Hollywood starlet would show up for the premiere. So this is a Breitbart article. I think this is very true, kind of making the point that you were just making or solidifying. So making.
Like Jennifer Lawrence, who's more fearful of Tucker Carlson than Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, do these people listen to themselves talk? Like, nightmares of Tucker Carlson, like,
It's like the whole thing with Ghislaine Maxwell. She gets charged and sent to prison for sexual trafficking children, but it's like, well, who is she sexually trafficking children to?
She literally has photos like where it almost looks like there's some hanky panky going on between her and Harvey Weinstein, and she's having nightmares about Tucker Carlson and not Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, not Jennifer Lawrence. Not Jeffrey Epstein.
Like,
yeah. And that's what I mean. Like this is all weird, you know. And I guess she comes from a conservative family.
Like, you look at the stuff he's saying about her parents. Like, they're just getting different because her parents, like her family, is conservative. So they're all just like, Jennifer, what's wrong with you? She's like, well, you're just getting very different information.
It's so weird. It really is. Well, okay, we did have somebody respond in our chat before we were kind of coming to the end of the show, and we got to jump over to Rise TV where we're going to really dive into Queen Elizabeth here. But King Z says, I was a Marine from 2000 to 2005. I believe the Marines stand with hands in front when they guard the West Wing. They may have taken the same stance at the speech. And then I guess this is it went on to say, my husband and I were Marines. The only time I've seen Marine pose with hands is in front of the picture of the West Wing. Yeah, same thing. So it might be a presidential protocol.
So
I don't know, you know, that's why I'm just kind of seeing what people were talking about. But
okay, well, everyone, we were very nice about the Queen's passing. And we probably owe it to all of you at home to kind of really drill down into some of the behind the scenes things that are going on with some of these families, and particular the Windsor bloodline, of which the Queen is a part of. So if you'd like to be a part of that conversation and find out more about the Windsor bloodline, dramas in their family that you haven't heard before, people that are in their family that don't necessarily belong there, and other types of information that could or could not be true, but most likely is. You should probably come over to Rise TV because we're going to talk about all of that right now. It's a good time to talk about it. And we've got multiple sources with interesting information for you. So it's only $9.99 a month if you can support our work, and keeps the lights on, keeps us going, and we can find out more information like this. So thank you very much. And Ben, did you have anything else to add?
Nope. See you guys on Rise TV.
Bloodline is extremely important in Masonry.
An active Freemason whistleblower.
I was ultimately approved to join.
Reveals his story for the first time.
So I got into it by reading about it, and then I petitioned to join a lodge in the area.
Discover things you never knew.
Here's the mind-blowing thing. There's a book in this library by John Dewey.
Insider knowledge never before divulged.
But he literally told me, he said, in a Wall Street firm.
One of the 13 bloodlines, up close and personal.
This is going to sound like I'm making it up, but I really did feel something I never experienced on meeting another person on this earth.
Yeah, anyway. All right.